snowboarding was in its infancy when Andy Fitch was on Team USA. The sport was first included in the Winter Games in 1998, and the kid from California was on the USA Olympic team in 2006, Turin, Italy. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart, and welcome to today's Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And you can find us for more information right there on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com. Andy Fitch, now at age 37, is done with the sport of snowboarding, but he's not done with us on Sports and Commentary. Welcome back, Andy. So how do you create a program for these competitions like you've been in, the X Games and the Olympics?
Well, halfpipe's a little bit different than the other events. You have to learn how to ride transition, which is from the flats to the wall. And it's all about carrying speed and landing. So you take off on this vertical wall, and you got to land back on the vertical wall. If you miss that vertical wall by 6 inches, you either hit the deck, which usually is completely flat, so that hurts a lot. And unfortunately, usually with your momentum, you hit the deck and then you bounce another 20 feet to the flats in the bottom, which really hurts. Or you pull away from the wall, and then you all of a sudden the height of the wall is around 20 feet, so you fall not only the air that you went out of the half pipe, but as far as you pulled away from the wall, you can fall up to another 20 feet. So you could, if you do a 20-foot air, you're falling 40 feet. And that's actually how I crushed my knee in 2000, was pulling away from the wall. So you spend a lot of time making sure you were landing perfectly on that wall, because if you did, you were pretty safe. But each half pipe's a little different. So you put in a little training time, making sure you stay on the face of the wall when you land and take off, and then you progress from there. You're like, all right, I'm hitting my normal tricks right. Let's add a 180. And you're trying to find soft conditions, so maybe a sunny afternoon where the pipe softens up, not too much, because that can create problems. And I was put on the U.S. team in, I want to say, like 2001 or 2002. I think it was actually 2001. And then we had some coaches, and then we do dry land training. That was kind of before foam pits and airbags were really introduced to the scene. Well, that's where everyone learns their tricks. Maybe some people have watched Sean White. He really kind of led the charge jumping into an airbag or a foam pit, and then they eventually kind of brought in airbags, and that's how they really pushed the sport these days. But we didn't have that back then. It's like you try it on that half pipe, and sometimes there were hard conditions. Sometimes you got broke off.
Well, you were featured on a primetime television series a few years ago as a contestant, a reality series, CBS program, The Amazing Race. That was 2011. How did that thing happen?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny little backstory. A friend of my mom's, I really don't watch much TV, and I never even heard of the show. And a friend of my mom's like, you got to tell Andy about the show. He'd love it. It'd be perfect for him and Amber, who's my wife. So my wife and I, we watched one show, and it's like, yeah, that'd be cool. So we filled out, it went online, says, do a 3-minute video, submit it. So my wife wrote the script. I'd done some snowboard editing, so I edited this little video together. And we submitted it. Within like 10 days, we got a call back like, hey, we'd love to have you guys on the show. I'm like, oh, wow, cool. We're going to have you down to finals. Another couple weeks goes by, and I was actually up in Alaska at the time. Like, hey, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, but CBS, they're just a young married couple with no kids. Your demographic's too small because, you know, you got to hit numbers, right, with TV and CBS. You got to hit numbers. Well, young married couple, no kids. Like, you know, you guys just aren't going to make it through finals. Like, oh, man. She's like, but we'd love to have a couple Olympic snowboarders. Like, well, you're not going to get me without my wife. Like, this is a team thing here. My wife's going. If she's not going, I'm not going. I changed my mind after a couple hours. And I called a brother in Christ of mine who went to the Olympics in 2002, Tommy Shasheen. He's now a professional wake surfer. But he... if I was going to race today, I wanted to do it with a brother in Christ. I knew that you're throwing the pretty sticky situations on that show. You're challenging each other, and I knew we need the love of Christ in the center. So invited him. Funny enough, he'd actually applied a few years earlier, so he was interested. We showed up to finals. We had a great time. They lock you in a room. You're not allowed to talk to any other team members. We just kind of were breaking stuff and having fun. Not in a destructive way, but like we had a lot of fun, and we had them laughing, and so they threw us on the show, at which point we had a great time. We'd love to travel the world, and we did. We were forced with some really, like, Tommy and I were actually at each other's throat a little bit, or I should say each other's throat, but we were definitely not getting along at certain times. But every day we'd talk it out, we'd work it out, we'd pray together every day, like the beginning of every day or every new leg, we would pray together. The Lord would guide us. One of the things we prayed for is that he would watch the things that come out of our mouth. As we knew cameras are rolling, we know that our mouth is full of folly. I mean, Proverbs talks a lot about that. He just, where words are many, folly is not far. And we knew that we needed help with that. And God really did protect the words that came out of our mouth. We were given a crazy favorable edit. We loved every team on that show. We had a great time. We developed some great relationships with them. And some of the teams got some pretty negative edits. So praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, indeed. Fun. All right, Andy Finch, we're going to have you come back for a final visit here and talk about the miracle of finding Jesus in your life, because the people who knew you would never suspect that you would become a Christian, a follower of Jesus. That story ahead on the next Sports and Commentary. Andy, thank you for being here. Have a great day.
All right, you too.